The following program has been pre-recorded. The information shared directly or indirectly on Vital Health Radio or by Whitfield Media Group is not to be understood as or misconstrued as medical advice. This information is not a replacement for your current health provider who is acutely aware of your current health state and course of treatment. Any information shared about a product or service discussed by any host or guest on Vital Health Radio is not to be interpreted as a doctor-patient relationship.
The following broadcast is a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
It's Sunday, January 26, 2025, broadcasting from the Optimize You studio. Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 Radio, and also available on all popular podcast platforms 3 days after the radio show. So sit back, relax, and get ready to discover the healing potential of nature's pharmacy. Whether you're a seasoned natural health enthusiast or just starting your journey, there's something for everyone on Vital Health Radio. I am Ed Jones, the founder of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga. Been growing since 1979, and joining me is the guru of the common man, PhD of boxing and Waffle House, podcasting business coach, common sense, and the king guru of all podcasting, Clint Powell.
Geez almighty, I need to get that printed up on a t-shirt. It's a little long, but I get that on a t-shirt. That'd be pretty good. Just walk into a room and just go, who are you? This is who I am. PhD. I'm going to stick with the PhD of Waffle House. That's probably the most apt.
I would say it's pretty darn accurate. You've had a lot of experiences.
I've been thrown out a ton of Waffle Houses in the 80s and 90s. Yeah, the Crystals, when it was open 24 hours a day in Waffle Houses.
Oh, yeah.
Crystal was those two places were the best.
Best chili.
1-2 o'clock in the morning.
Well, as a police officer, I still remember sitting on Brainerd Road, 2 o'clock in the morning, and that Crystal there at Northmore and Brainerd.
Oh yeah,
the chili and they had great chili. Had great chili.
Yeah, they just had great people.
They did.
2 o'clock in the morning, you're going. It was what do they call streaming before streaming. That's where you just go to watch stuff happen.
Yes, you're never bored.
Nothing healthy was happening in Waffle House.
The only thing healthy is eggs. Then they throw seed oils on top of it.
We've talked about this. I used to get my favorite healthy meals after heavy lifting back in the day, though. We would go and get the skinless grilled chicken, get the steamed hash browns, 6 egg whites, and maybe a steak. Throw a steak in there. Yeah. It's just high protein.
It was
good stuff. All right.
That was.
Back to the actual healthy radio show.
Hey, I'm going to talk about 3 restaurants that I've eaten at lately, and I'm going to actually, as I do, try to help people make wise choices, because every restaurant is full of a mixture. Not everyone. Most restaurants are full of about 80% negative foods, 20% good quality.
Yeah.
We got to find out which ones that we can choose from to stay healthy. I did a podcast on YouTube about are the GLP Ozempic drugs worth the risk? And it's getting quite a bit of viewership. And I feel like I did a really great job of putting together the ups and downs, the risk and benefit. But here's the thing that I learned, because when I have to do something, I go deep diving. And that deep dive showed me that, do you know that since 1984 to 2004, 25 pharmaceutical drugs were withdrawn from the market that were anti-obesity drugs. They all came out with the same fanfare that Ozempic is. Now, Ozempic is actually probably the most effective of all that has come out, but they removed all 25 because of terrible side effects. But you know what? The first year, it was a parade of anti-obesity drugs. We have found the answer. There was never an answer. This one won't be either, yet it does have a place in some people, but we have to be aware of the right people. Risk against benefit, always. That even comes down to supplements. Portofino, we talk about that a lot, because I eat a Portofino.
I love Portofinos.
And the owner, Tony, came to the table last night, was telling me how he wants to use tallow, which is the beef fat, but the cost is so much higher than their olive oil. And I love Portofino because they do use real olive oil, and they really do it the old-fashioned way. And actually, he said they still pat out their burgers. They do not come preformed like most places. They still actually pat them out. So, and I have my drink over there. The Edward J. Tequila Elixir is on the menu, the only healthy actual alcoholic drink, I think, is in existence. But I did go to Jim and Nick's and ate. Do you eat over at Jim and Nick's barbecue?
Yes. Well, I've eaten there twice.
Okay. The only reason it was a matter of convenience, I had to go somewhere and it happened to be right there and it was Sunday morning at 11. So I go in there and I go in there looking for what can Ed Jones eat that will not make me feel guilty. Well, one is I always look at macros. I want a lot of good protein. I want to look at healthy fat and I want low carbs. The thing that I got is what met the exact needs.
Okay.
The brisket salad, and it was the low fat meat, not the high fat meat. And I took my own olive oil in. So I poured the olive oil, 3 tablespoons onto that. Yeah. So I got the perfect low carb, perfect high protein, and perfect healthy fat, and digested just excellent. Felt great on that. Went to Hennin's a week ago.
Steak.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's what
lovely restaurant with a great atmosphere.
I got a question.
Mm-hmm.
You take Hennin's, you take, what's the new one over there by Harry's? The new Malone?
Malone's. Yeah.
You got, what's the other, the big steakhouse, the Ruth's Chris. Mm-hmm. Of those three, which one you got, you going for steak? Which steak? Which house?
You know, Hennin's and Malone's both have good steak, but the reason I choose Malone's, there's one single reason. They're the only restaurant that has the guts to carry grass-fed fillets. They're the only ones.
I love, Malone's has got a pretty good steak.
They do.
And do you remember Porter's that used to be at the Reed House downtown?
Yeah.
That place had, to me, was some of the best steaks, and it never got the acknowledgement. I was just asking, you got me all hungry over here thinking about the steaks.
Well, I know everybody's anxiously awaiting this. I know you talked about it last time. My microplastics test did return. Now, microplastics.
Do we need breaking news?
Stop. Everyone
sort
stop.
Of dun, 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 dun,
if you're listening in the car, pull off to the side of
please.
The road right now. Now, microplastics are found in water bottles. They're found in a lot of cooking utensils and containers.
Yeah.
Give
me a range of what it's supposed to be, let me guess what yours
off,
is.
Let's say there's more research showing that when cardiologists actually analyze plaque within the arteries that are blocking blood flow, they now are finding these microplastics because they're filling our oceans, they're filling our world, and they're filling our bodies.
Okay.
So Brian Johnson, the longevity guy, has a kit, and it was not the easiest kit because they had to. You can't stick it with a certain device. You had to stick it with like a knife, and I did it like 14 times to get enough blood, but it came back. So they don't give you a range, but what they give you is compared to the results at the time of this report, you have less microplastics than 81% of the population. Bingo. I'm happy with that.
You know what? I want to do it now just so I can – if I beat that and I live the corrupt life that I live, that would nothing would make me – 82%, Clint. That's what I'm looking for now. That's
what I will order you a freaking.
I'm not
kit.
Stabbing myself because I'm not stabbing myself. I'm doing it right the first time.
Well, I had Trina, who's a type 1 diabetic, so she's used to poking. So she had to do it, honestly, 14 times.
Is it just a needle to draw blood?
It's on the end of your finger.
Okay.
So,
I'll do it.
Okay. So I'm in pretty. Why am I in good shape? I made a couple of notes of this. I still, I eat out a lot. I don't live in a cave. I don't fix my own foods. So, but the reason is I do, 1, exercise. 2, the sauna. 3, I take the nutrients that upregulate detox. And I think if anything can be detoxed in microplastics, it's being detoxed by myself.
Mm-hmm.
It is. And, it makes sense. If you go in a sauna, it might melt them. I don't know. They're plastic.
So wow. Okay.
You that's just keep, my own.
Yeah. I was going to say, that's not a study or anything, right?
That's the Edward Jones R&D department. It came from there.
Yeah.
Hey,
we need more funding.
The second biggest news has to do with Steak and Shake. Did you see the news with Steak and Shake? No, actually, next month, February, it is going to be party time because they are the first major restaurant to switch totally to tallow cooked fries. I cannot believe. Now, what is tallow? It's beef fat.
Yeah.
Why do I like that? Because we used to think that was bad for us. Now we know that what's bad for us is the seed oils, the canolas, the safflowers, the Criscos. Those are the ones that have caused the cardiovascular damage, the cognitive decline. We used to think it was sugar that was killing us. It was actually because the processed oils were combined with the sugars.
So I can go there now and get healthy fries?
No, at the end of February.
Yeah, but in February I could get I get healthy fries.
You can get fries that are far healthier.
Okay,
yes.
I'll take it. Yeah.
All yes. Right, cool. And that means there may be a trend to start. We're going to expand our tallow section because I put it in all the scrambled eggs. I want to use all the tallow I can.
Okay. Fantastic.
I saw this, and I really believe, as everybody sitting here knows, my belief system in the benefit of the gym, exercise.
Yeah.
There's no doubt. I like this. It says, and you may have seen this before, why I respect fit people. Because fit people with a physique is much more than how good they look. Because a well-built physique is a status symbol that reflects hard work. Money can't buy it. You can't inherit it. You can't steal it. You can't borrow it. You can't hold on to it without constant work. It shows dedication, discipline, self-respect, and dignity. And, of course, patience, work ethic, and passion. So being fit is more than just looking good. And I really, really, when I look at others, that's what I see in other people. If they've been in the gym year after year and drag themselves out of bed and get there on the cold 14-degree days and when they have aches and pains. So,
you know, I talk to my kids about this all the time. We'd go to the gym, and it's easy when you're young. And I'm not saying I did it, but I probably did it more than I should have. And if I didn't do it, out loud, I did it mentally. You kind of make fun or dismiss people who may be overweight on the treadmill, or they're in there lifting weights and they're big, but they're not lifting weight. You're like, they're not lifting weight. As I've gotten older and realized how hard this is to just go to the gym, just to go, I've told my kids, we should respect anybody that's got the guts to get out of their car, get out of their house, get in the car, drive to the gym and do anything. That's a big step. Everybody's at a different place in the journey, but I just now admire people. Those older people that I was 20 thinking, look at that guy over there, a girl doing that. Now I'm like, they were badasses.
In a way, they were.
No, not in a way. They
exactly
were
right.
They left. You know, they were hurting. You're hurting. I'm hurting. Mm-hmm. And 20, 30 years ago, they were hurting too. They were getting over hips and shoulders and divorces, and but they were in there. And I'm like, man,
and you know,
I appreciate anybody taking the journey.
And at 22, we thought that just not having our French fries at night was the worst thing in life or something. And
I was eating pizza with abs.
Yeah.
I was eating donuts with hamburger meat in the middle. I was eating, you know what I'm saying? I was doing all kinds. We were like, oh, I'm just healthier than everybody. No, you're young. Everything works like it should.
Well, I know Brian, my workout partner, Brian Connell, he said today, this morning at the gym, he was telling somebody, because now these people at Crunch kind of know me from the years past. And he said, you would not believe how pathetic Ed was trying to get into this gym with those hips. He said, for 2 years. And I said, you know what? Brian and Will picked up every weight for me, loaded every machine for me, because I couldn't bend over.
Right.
I had a cane. And I never missed a day all those years. But I so appreciate the friends that were supporting me. And that's what a gym can be, a very family place. It can be a second or third family.
You know, I will say this, and I know you got to run to a break, but we all find a place that is our home away from home. Some people find it in a bar. Some people find it in a library. Some people find it on trails and hiking trails, podcast studios. We find our place. Yeah.
We find our
the
place.
The gym is a place for a lot of people, as it should be, and it's probably one of the healthier places you can be if you're hanging out with the right people.
Yep.
So of all the places you can, some of them it's church, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you can find a place that can be your second home where you go hang out and heal and do stuff that's positive, I think that's a good thing.
Absolutely. Yeah. My two places are the gym and airports.
Here in the radio show with me?
And thirdly is the radio show.
Aww,
yes, it does.
I feel the love when you said that. There's a lot of, I feel that. Thank you.
Well, it has to do with nutrition, and this is part of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, it is time to take a break. When we come back, we'll be empowering you with plenty of tips on new evidence of what can we do, what plans can we put together to just tweak the system to be healthier as the years go on. That plus more as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health. That's the Vascular Institute difference. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
It's football time in the SEC. Join us each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. on Rock 105 and 103.7 KISS FM. College Football Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on Rock 105 and 103.7 KISS FM. A production from the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shadowford Road and I-75.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least 3 times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
This is Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Interest rates are coming down and housing inventory is up, so you have more choices for your next home in the Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia area. As your local realtor, I offer experience, expertise, negotiation skills, and knowledge of Chattanooga real estate. I help you get the home you want and guide you through the process of selling and buying your house. Visit athomechattanooga.com or just search me online, Blake Watson with Epic Realty.
Hey Chattanooga, Josh Porter here for Optimize You, Chattanooga's number one clinic for both men and women's hormone replacement. Are you suffering from fatigue, low libido, or just not feeling yourself? We are the answer you have been looking for. My team and I are here to help you become yourself again. So find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Hi, I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Blake Watson.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio, presented by Blake Watson with Epic Realty on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring a variety of topics all related to your home.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio Show. Your host, Ed Jones and Clint Powell, are back with you to empower your health, well-being, as we have done each week now for 7 years. You know, I talked about an Ozempic 8-minute video that I thought was very well explaining the ups, downs, sideways, risk, and benefits. Right. But I came across this article by Dr. Greger, which I don't always agree with his food choices, but I do agree with the ability he has to look deeply into research. He said, is there foods that can mimic a little bit of the Ozempic mechanism of action? This blew me away. Actually, I had zero idea that this could be, but it had to do with a study where they gave 18 milligrams of quinine out of tonic water. All it was drinking tonic water. And an hour later, they were given all-you-can-eat ham and cheese sandwiches. And the calorie intake was significantly lower in the people who had drank the tonic of the tonic water, because what it does is it ups the – it changes the GLP, the glucagon peptide, the same way that the drug does. And now it's vastly far less amount. But – So in truth, the quinine may boost GLP levels, decrease the hedonic, he called it hedonic hunger. That sounds like something you would have.
I have it right now.
Lower appetite, decrease calorie intake, and decrease body fat. Wow. And, you know, there are a lot of tonics with sugar, but there's tonics without any sugar. Have you ever had a tonic water with no sugar?
No.
It is bitter. I will say it is a bitter drink.
Really?
Yes. And I might actually experiment with that with the old tequila thing one day and just see how it goes.
It's open.
Oh, wow.
I just opened something for Ed Jones. There you go.
I guess age does have its downside because I could not open this mustache wax, and Mr. Powell did get it open.
There you go.
Ooh, it's all those steroids, there man.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the only thing I'm good for. Open lids.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah.
Real life stuff.
Do you ever get, how often do you get blood pressure checked?
As needed.
As needed. Okay. Well,
I do have a blood pressure cuff at the house, though.
Yeah.
Because every now and then I've gone through stuff. Uh-huh. I just don't like it.
Well, it does a lot of good when it sits in the closet or drawer somewhere. I mean, as long as you look at it, it really is all you need.
I have one, so I'm healthy.
Yes, you do.
Yeah. Back to the real news.
Here's the deal. I have seen so many people, clients over the years, not, I won't say percentage wise, maybe 25%. That are on blood pressure medicine because they had incorrect readings. Let me tell you what causes an incorrect reading.
Okay.
This is from the medical literature. Here's the biggest one, and I found this out 20 years ago when a friend of mine, Mark Shaver, who's a power lifter.
I know Mark. I know Mark. Yeah, we used to work at Little League Fitness. Okay. They were down there in Fort Oathorpe.
He's a big guy, stocky, and he lifts very heavy weights. And he went to the doctor, and his blood pressure was like 240 over 140. And panic sat in at the doctor's office.
Yeah.
Well, his arm's about 19 inches big. Well, they were using the normal size cuff. When they used the big cuff, it was 120 over 80. Well, how many people who have arms that are not his size but are still larger than the cuff size, especially when you buy blood pressure kits off Amazon or at a drugstore?
And they're just standard sizes, no deviation.
Right. Yeah, heavier people. Muscular people, people with genetically big arms like myself, who
you need the
similar
bigger.
To Arnold.
Yeah.
I have the Arnold syndrome biceps.
Yeah, you need the bigger cuffs.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I'm glad there was no arguing.
Good luck with that mustache wax opening again, though. It really translates into reality for you.
Yeah, even those massive Arnold arms could not open a mustache
wax. My arms are too big. I can't open this mustache.
So, cuff size too small, even on this report here from the American Diagnostic Corporation, it will raise your numbers from 10 to 40 points. That is if it's too small.
Wow.
Guess what? Cuff over clothing, 10 to 40. How many times have they said, don't worry about
now,
it?
Now, that's happened to me.
Yeah.
I'll go in, I'll say, hey, do I need, I'll have a tank top on or no shot. I said, hey, do I need to take my shirt off or almost, no, we're good.
Yeah, like, we're good. Okay. 10 to 40. Well, here's one. Wow. I had no idea about it. If your back and feet are unsupported, that means your feet are hanging off the chair and you're leaning into a chair or maybe a stool. If that, you're getting 5 to 15 points. If your legs are crossed, it's 8 points.
Now, is this top or, you know, what is it?
We don't know which one.
Okay,
it's just
it could be variants in there somewhere.
One.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Here's what I tell everybody. You got to rest for 5 minutes. It says not resting for 3 to 5 is 10 to 20 points. You know, 10 to 20 is the difference for most of medication or not medication.
Yeah.
How many people in this country are on medication because of legs being crossed?
You go in and it's 160 over 90, 150 over 100, when in reality it's probably more 130 over 75 or 80. That's a big difference.
Big difference.
Big difference.
Here's one. Patient talking. Patient talking is 15 points higher. I didn't know that. That's new to me.
Me neither.
Labored breathing, that would make sense, 8 points. A full bladder, I tell everybody, always urinate before doing blood pressure.
Wow.
That can go up to 15 points higher because your bladder's full. This makes sense. Pain. Pain is 10 to 30 easily.
And I don't know how I'm supposed to. I'm in constant pain with my hips and my knee and my shoulder. I don't know how I'm supposed to be in no pain.
That's right.
Yeah, so good luck with that one.
And then, of course, the arm below the heart level or arm above the heart. We want arm at least the heart level.
And there's a certain amount, too. You're also stressed out. I mean, you're in a doctor's office. I know it's not on your list, but there's a certain amount of anxiety that comes from if I've had 3 cups of coffee and now an hour later I'm sitting in a doctor's office. I'm nervous anyway.
Very, very, very.
Yeah.
I had a lady who came in the store, Nutrition World, on just this past Saturday. So I was so excited. She said, is Amber there? Amber's one of our coaches. Wonderful. She'd been on the show.
Yeah.
And she wanted to show Amber this new protein bar. And Amber was gone. So she said, Ed, I've got to show it to you. I didn't really know her. She showed it to me. It's called a carnivore bar. And it says honey salted. She said, I live on these bars. I don't know how I would live without these bars. I said, great. Maybe we can pick these bars up. I said, how much are they? She said, they're almost $18 a bar. I said, what? $18 a bar? Well, all they are is beef meat and tallow, beef fat, and a little honey. Well, I ate one.
It was decent. It was. But I just can't. I don't even have words to describe it. I mean, I guess,
can describe it. I was there, but I won't because you're going to sell them at your place.
We might. Yeah, there are people. I mean, carnivore people are serious people. That's I can say. Very serious people. You think vegans are serious. Carnivore people are even more serious.
And they have the energy to be more serious.
They have the strength.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, it's an interesting article that I just love these kind of pieces of information that then I take and run with it for the next level of information. And this came from the Instagram site Facts, and Facts always backs up everything with enough references to know this is very true. But elephants rarely get cancer, and the reason is because they have 20 copies of a tumor-suppressing gene called P53. Anybody in the medical field who studies this would know that the P53 is a suppressing gene that if a cancer cell was going to start, it actually suppresses it. And that is amazing. And so I looked up and I kind of knew half of these, but I didn't know all of these. What nutrients can create a healthier P53? That means less cancer. Well, the very first one was cruciferous vegetables, broccoli, coleslaw, coleslaw, cabbage. For people who really need that, there's a product that we have called Broccoli Elite that's equal to about 2 heads of broccoli in 2 pills.
Holy mackerel.
Yeah. And Katie did an interview with the formulator of this about 3 years ago. And I tell every man with a prostate issue that may be serious to get on this. I tell people who have high estrogen levels like men to get on this because it opens up the pathways to get rid of so many toxins. Another one is quercetin. A lot of people take that because that was through the COVID era and still is.
I take quercetin.
Anti-allergies, reduces histamines, comes from healthy foods. And beta-carotene and folate, all of these things create more of the P53s. Well, let's copy some of nature's miracles. So if elephants rarely get cancer and we now know why they don't get cancer, let's see what we can do to upregulate that same system. That's just what's called common sense in my world.
Okay.
Another study showed that, and I love this too, because it said that sober rats will prefer silence and rats on cocaine prefer jazz music. And to me, that is kind of significant that maybe we would be better off served in less noisy environments, less bam bam music, more solitude, more meditative times, because I think that things like cocaine, there's certainly mimics of those all across the board with even high levels of caffeine.
Well, I mean, Adderall and all the,
yes, I mean, all those.
Yeah.
And if it's actually making you want different things, well, maybe those things that you're wanting maybe probably are not the healthiest choices. And you may not realize that your lack of silence may be triggering some of those desires that you have.
Yeah.
Yep. I love this about children. You know, Katie, my daughter, is so into the philosophy of how do we raise a healthy child. And when I say healthy, just not just physically, but emotionally. And she has really educated me on the brokenness of the traditional of teaching model, how schools operate.
Right.
And as she went through GPS and made good grades, graduated, and was taught tons of discipline, she said she's a moron. She said, they made me become a memorization machine, rote learning, because I had to pass tests, and I did not like learning. She told me just yesterday, only in the past 2 years have I developed a love for learning and didn't want to read a book. I didn't want to do any of that. And there's some value in GPS and that kind of learning system, but it's not what she wants for her children, because most of the girls were so stressed out. And they, you know, luckily were not reaching for the drugs that a lot of schools go for, but they were having breakdowns. And that's not just from hard work. That was from the lack of solitude time and
pressure.
And the pressure constant
put on by the family members and teachers. Yeah. We live in a world now where we're pressuring 12-year-olds to be 18.
Well, this was it's not a poem, but it's a little statement that it made a big point. Parents need to wake up. Your 7-year-old wakes up exhausted, not because he's sick. It's because it's 6 a.m.
Yeah.
You pour him cereal, not because it's healthy, but it's because it's quick. He stares at an iPad, not because it's good for him, but because you need to get ready. The school calls later. He's sick. He can't focus. He can't sit still. He needs testing. Well, the doctor writes a prescription, not because your boy is broken, but because the system is. The truth, his brain and body is fighting. Chemical food dyes, heavy metals, sugar crashes, screen addiction, EMF signals, sleep deprivation, and natural energy. But we medicate the child instead of fixing the cause. I guess what? Your grandfather, kids, no screens, played outside, no pills needed. Modern parenting isn't convenient. It's warfare against your own child. Give him a chance with clean food, real sleep, free play, natural movement. Choose wisely. This was by Kelly Brown.
I love that.
I do too.
Yeah, natural fantastic.
Movement.
Yeah.
And natural movement is something the traditional schooling method certainly does not embrace very well.
Not at all. Zero.
Zero, zero.
Walking in line from the water fountain to the bathroom is not natural movement.
And there's no connection to the earth. I mean, yeah. I do believe in grounding, which is where the magnetic fields of the earth actually reconnect into our bodies. I've always said this for 40 years. Why do you think that most of us feel better when we're on vacation? Well, yes, we are getting more sleep. Yes, that's part of it. Yes, we are not working. But I think a huge part is our connection to the magnetic fields when we're on the beach and we don't wear shoes. Because when you wear shoes, you have disconnected that the same as you unplugged a light from the socket. And reconnecting is very important. And just touching a tree can reconnect you. Found an article about microplastics, have found many places, but now they have been found in a many varieties of packaged rice, particularly instant rice. Where in the heck would plastics be coming from in rice? But the good news, if you wash the rice with filtered water before cooking, it reduces it significantly. I'm not going to wash my rice because I don't cook, and so I will have to not have rice that... I guess I'll have to just put up with rice.
I was going to say, you can't make up your mind. I hate, love rice. I'm going to wash my rice. No, I'm not washing my rice. I'm going to eat my rice. What? I don't like rice. Brown rice. Ew.
There.
Yeah.
I do eat rice at only one single place, and that's at Sweet Basil, which I really love to eat at. They have clean
food.
So if
you get rice, white rice or brown rice?
Here's the deal, and this is what was so shocking. It's another one of those turn for me that I had to grasp, despite the fact that I had a pattern of believing that wasn't true. Brown rice elevates your blood sugar more than white rice.
Oh.
Duh. So the glycemic index of brown rice, which is the level at which a food impacts the level of how sugar is reactive, has more effect of blood sugar than white rice. Does that make sense? Not particularly. It doesn't. And brown rice tends to have a little bit more of the heavy metals.
Really?
Yeah, because I wanted the whole grain version of foods, but that version's not really panning out, and that's why good research is very, very important. I don't want to live in the world of always having to have credentialed, double-blind, placebo-controlled studies on every single thing, but there's a place for them, and along with wise common sense. All right, it is time to take a break. When we come back, we'll be covering a bunch of areas in Channel 3. I'll call it Channel 3. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Every child deserves a chance for a healthy, happy life. But when pediatric cancer strikes, it leaves a lasting impact on not only the diagnosed child, but their parents and siblings too. The Austin Hatcher Foundation for Pediatric Cancer is here to erase the effects of childhood cancer and empower families to thrive during and after a cancer journey. Through a variety of support programs such as grief groups, counseling services, art and music therapy, and more, we provide comprehensive, no-cost services and care to children and their families. Join us in making a difference. Visit hatcherfoundation.org to learn more and get involved.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health. That's the Vascular Institute difference. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app. Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats. Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless. Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake, each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com or find us on all major podcast platforms. Just search On the Move Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio Show. Your host, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell are back with you to empower your health and well-being, as we have done each week now for 7 years. You know, I sometimes... rarely do I ever question why I'm doing what I'm doing, because I feel like I've been led almost, and certainly resonates with my heart every single day. But when I start looking at studies again like this, that says 25% of American women are on antidepressants, 40% of 18-year-olds have a mental health diagnosis, the United States has the highest infant maternity mortality rate in the entire developed world, despite spending 2 times more than any other country on infant and maternal care. And lastly, the rate of autism in children is now 1 in 36. That was 1 in 1,500 in the year 2000, and the screening has not changed since then. In California, it's 1 in 22. These are numbers that cry to the fact that the system we have is not working. And the people who seem to have differing opinions have been censored for so long, but now that seems to be lifting. So we are in an age of potential change, I think, eventually.
Well, yeah, you think about it. We sit inside more. We have less, and we're more connected, less interactions due to social media. We're not eating as healthy as we are. We see our leaders and our parents and our grandparents fighting over politics, which they didn't do before. We are inundated with propaganda one way or the other. It doesn't matter. So we, of course, our women and our children. Listen, I had a conversation with somebody who is a young woman a couple of weeks ago, and she actually said, "I don't think you understand." She's in her early 20s. Most of her, she goes, "Me and most of my friends live in fear all the time."
I believe that.
And I was like, really? And it was easy for me to dismiss, but I just started asking questions. And she goes, we're terrified. And I think it's what happens when you swing back around to all this confusion in the world and there's fear around every corner. So there's no place they can turn to where there's not either fear, anger, or hate. So why would they be depressed? That's ridiculous. Right. We are the one. And by the way, everybody over 45, we're the ones that created all this crap. We can did. Anytime we want to, mm-hmm. we can talk nice to each other. Mm-hmm. We can let people view differently. We can realize that we can fix a lot of it. We just refuse to because our identity now is tied into, you know, whatever we're saying on social media.
There's my little rant. No, I can't argue at all with that. And, you know, the younger generation, that we all have our chores and our little weaknesses, but we are to be blamed, I think, for the building of the fear-based world that
we're
we live
the ones
in.
That click on the media links. We're the ones that share it on our social media. We're the ones that won't see talk to Aunt Barbara or Uncle Tommy or our neighbor anymore because they voted a certain way. We're the ones that tell kids that the country's bad and we're bad and men are bad and women are bad. Yeah. Everybody's bad. If you disagree with me, you're bad. And then we wonder, why are they negative? Why aren't they going out and hanging out together? It's because we've created a world based out of fear and anxiety, and then wonder why we're doling out medicine like it's a Pez dispenser.
And you know, and I know growing up, I always believed that if I ever got sick, the doctors would cure me. And I like that. I actually kind of jealous of the fact the veil was lifted because it is pretty cool to not really worry about your health. But now on that, you don't do anything for your health if you think you're going to have a fix-it person on the other side.
I will go, me and you, I know we won't disagree too much. I still believe this. I think doctors in the 70s were different.
And yes.
I had a pediatrician that was, they almost were tough love. Mm-hmm. You know, he doesn't need anything. Get him out of here. He's fine. He's got a fever. He's going to have a fever. If he's got a fever in 5 days, call me back.
Bingo.
It wasn't bring him straight in. Oh, let's immediately pump him full of this. You know, so my doctor, Dr. Van Order, God bless him. He's been dead a long time. But he was almost like a third parent. He's like, he's not hurt. Get him out of here. He's fine. Like, oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, that, and in a way that gave you a trustworthiness, things are okay.
When he said I was sick, I believed him.
Right. But he also said you're going to get well.
That's my point. Like a lot of times he would say he doesn't need medicine.
Right.
Go home, give him chicken noodle soup, tell him to suck it up, buttercup.
Yep. And now,
if he gave me medicine, I knew I really needed the medicine.
And now what it is, oh my gosh, your favor is 102. We better get that down now. Here's this, this, and this.
Well, they only have 15 minutes with you. They got four patients that are stacked on top.
They also have an agenda to prescribe more and more drugs.
And that's the system when I say they. The doctors are good doctors in a bad system.
Well, trust in the American physicians and hospitals dropped from 71% to 40% between 2020 and 2024, according to the July study in JAMA, Journal of American Medical Association, which is one of the key journals.
Yeah.
So that's why we have to, you know, to create our own anchors of confidence and safety. Well, one way you can do that is to have a toolkit for our illnesses and our sicknesses. Well, you're not going to really do well with a toolkit of antibiotics. Yeah, I think you should keep some on hand. I really do.
Yeah.
But how about the toolkit of olive leaf and oregano oils and some essential oils for the breathing and because once you get that flu, once you get that COVID, you ain't coming to Nutrition World. Now you can get delivery there, but you feel so bad you can't think straight.
Well, I've said it, and I know again I'm not doing an infomercial for you guys, but go get a Core 4, go get the immunity packs, and then get a second one. Get one you live on, get one you need, and then get one in case you get sick on a Friday night. And all of a sudden you said, I wish I had extra. Now you've got extra.
And even if it's minuscule, the amount of benefit, we all need to have something that we took action toward.
Yes.
That action can be going to the doctor. It can be, but doing nothing kind of makes us more fragile in the state of feeling
it's
horrible.
Helpless. It's helplessness.
Exactly. That's the perfect word for it.
The people I need, I don't have with me right now. I have no agency in this at all. You know, it used to be you got drink your water, chicken noodle soup. I don't know. My little mom's starter kit when I was sick was, you know, you had your water, you had your tomato soup, your peanut butter and jelly sandwich, Price is Right.
Yeah.
You know, give you some, you know, all the bad stuff that, you know, castor oil, whatever you had the problem with, they had some sort of medicine at home, and we're just going to ride this thing out.
Well, I'll always remember, and I've said this probably 8 times on this show, Dr. Green's dad always said, there's 3 things you need to do for every patient. You need to reassure them that you're going to be okay. You need to touch them on the shoulder, yep. and you need to give them a remedy. I completely agree with that. It doesn't particularly matter what remedy it is. Right. I would prefer remedies that are not pharmaceutical because of side effect. But people need to have something in their hand. It's like your car ran out of gas and you don't even have a gas can. You're just going to sit there in the car. Well, that's a terrible empty feeling.
I can't remember the study, and I'm going to butcher it so people can look it up and go see the validity of it for themselves. But there is a study somewhere where they were giving bad news to people in hospitals, uh-huh. and I can't remember the variables, but it was like a doctor would stand there and deliver it, or a doctor would sit beside you on the bed, or a doctor would put his hand on your arm, and the way that they did the survey afterwards, how it was perceived, the bad news or hard news, was like night and day. It's like one was full of hope, one was it was bad, but I felt understood and listened to, one was cold and distant and felt alone, and I'm like, how you deliver, just the small things we dismiss, that's part of medicine too.
It sure
that's
is.
That's part of healing too.
So. That's not taught in schools.
No, well, sure not. I somewhere along the line, a few doctors picked it up. Yeah. Dr. Lyas, my doctor, was fantastic at it, but they, again, are, I think, becoming more and more rare.
Yeah.
So.
And the people are not doing
I think Dr. Green was pretty in tune with
he
this.
Was. Yeah. And the people are, the docs in this system are not trying to intentionally do bad.
No.
It's the system that's broke that's not allowing them to do better.
They have overhead to hit, and they got numbers and metrics to hit, and you're unfortunately, you're patient 327 in the last 2 days, and I've got to get to 328.
That's why, again, we have to build a team outside of that. And one of those teams, again, is social media. And EWG Healthy Living is one that I access. If you want to know anything about any food, EWG app, Healthy Living, you can put it in there, scale 1 to 10. It's very easy, and it rates it. I did
like a brand name thing?
Anything. I put in Cheerios this morning, and then it popped up a bunch.
It's an app?
Yeah, app.
Oh, well, never mind.
You don't have an app?
I'm not looking up an app. I already got the UK. I got all these apps you're always talking about. I don't want another, because I don't want another stupid app. I'm not doing it.
Well, I think maybe the
person, got a Krispy Kreme app. Bring me my Krispy Kreme.
I'd like to say, hey, I'm bringing that up on here in just a minute.
A Krispy Kreme app?
No. On EWG, Healthy Living, for those who are interested in taking a step toward better health, unlike some people who say they're not going to add another app.
Yeah, I'm not adding another app.
Okay. Well,
I'll just ask you to put something in your stupid app. Can you look it up for me?
My stupid
app. Yeah, your dumb app that's probably going to help you live longer.
Hey, lecture February 6th.
You sure?
Yes, it is. I'm sure. Yes.
He looked at me with
such a
like.
It took a second.
It's the 6th, right? Go ahead, sir.
February 6th.
Yes.
New year, new brain. And it's Learning RX is going to be talking about ADD options for adults. Adults. And if you heard her, Michelle, on the Vital Health Radio, she did an amazing job of explaining why we can't think clearly.
Yeah.
And it's really just like, actually just like my hips. My muscles are still weak because I had 4 years of not walking, and then I had hip replacement. So if you ask me, why are you weak in the gym? And I said, it's because I don't eat enough protein. Well, that's not true. It's because those muscles need to be focused on specifically, and that's what happens to ADD. No one's focusing on one of the nine mechanisms that's not working in your brain. In my body, it's the hips. Well, in your brain, it could be one of nine things. She learns and knows how to test for those and strengthen those. And
that'll be fun. That'll be good information.
Yes, and so it's free. NutritionW.com. Go to events. You know, the banning of the red dye, I did a video on that. I was extremely shocked when I saw the headlines. That was just last week. And I remember an older pediatrician, and I think her name was Dr. Rapp, R-A-P-P, but I can't promise because it's been 25 years ago, easy 25 years ago. And what this pediatrician did, because pediatricians today have no courage, they're basically robots within a corporate system, and they're probably worse than any other physician out there because they are mega dosing, polypharmacing, and they don't create any of the connections to green pharmacy or lifestyle, except Dr. Litwin, who is at it, Nutrition World, and one other one, which I have failed to remember her name. So there's two I know of. The rest are cookie cutter pharmacy writers. But Dr. Rapp used to have their parents would come in with kids with ADD that was off the chart. And what she would do is she would put them on, back in the day when parents actually could make things happen in their home, put them on a very, very clean diet for 4 weeks. Nothing that could bother a child as far as health. Then the child would come into her office and she would have these drops of liquid in these eyedroppers. She would put 3 drops of peanut. Then she put 3 drops of maybe a fruit. But then I always remember she said she would put 3 drops of red dye. And 80% of the kids went from nice and easygoing and friendly to some of them beating the walls within about 15 minutes when that red dye was introduced under the tongue. Now, the reason you don't see that today is because we're so full of it that giving more doesn't make any difference. You'd have to have a clean system in order to see the results.
I wonder if just this one move over the next, I don't know what the timeline is for it to be out, but over the next 20 years, if we'll be able to, our grandkids and kids will be able to sit around talking about studies going, look how much better we are.
Ooh, I hope so.
Because we removed the red dye.
I like that.
Yeah, I do too.
The last thing is, do you? I don't think you do this, but do you use dryer sheets?
Yeah, my son does every now and then. Static clings and and the fresheners. He's got a big box of them. I don't use them much anymore. I used to.
Well, we all used to, and a lot of people still used to. Yeah, I do like the smell of them.
I do too.
I mean,
yeah.
You know, you can walk by a house and almost tell they're using them because of the smell out the back.
Let me
of
get.
House.
Hold on. Hey, wait. Let me put on my Nostradamus hat. Hold on. Knowing what you do with the things that I like in life, they're bad for you.
Oh, my gosh. Clint,
do you like this? Yeah. Do you drink that? Yeah. Do you eat that? Do you ride that? Do you drive that? Do you do this? Yes, I do. Oh, it's going to kill you early. You should go lay down and wait for the coroner immediately.
Nostradamus reincarnated.
Okay. So how bad are they?
Pretty dang bad. They are that, and fabric softeners have so many chemicals in them that they have over 50 synthetic chemicals in them, and they emit over 25 of the VOCs, volatile organic compounds. This is the compounds that I stood in front of the Drury Inn with that video and saying, I will not stay at any of these hotels that are new for 3 years. Why? Because everything outgasses VOCs. That acts as an endocrine disruptor. That means you're going to have man boobs as a man. You're going to have bad hormones for women because it blocks your own
estrogen. Where am I supposed to stay at?
Huh? Motels that are older than 3 years.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because there's no bed. Okay.
Yeah, 3 years or more. That's pretty easy.
Yeah, it's pretty easy. You're right.
I don't think you're going to have any crashes due to that.
So what happens? Okay, yeah, you're right.
Hey, I'm going to be going to a town that has a hotel that when I made the reservations this next month that had a wellness room. And I cannot wait to see what this is like. I'm going to do a video.
Is it a gym?
No, it's a hotel that has a wellness room. What does that mean?
I don't know.
Everything's organic, purified water, purified air, organic mattresses. All the sheets are organic cotton. It's for people who are not babies but are sensitive. And so I'm going to call myself sensitive. I'm a sensitive fella, okay? Just the way it is.
You should wear sweaters.
This is the last sweater that I will be wearing in the rest of your life.
Don't do that.
No.
The people love you in the sweater. I just look terrible in sweaters and bow ties. She tells me all the time, she likes bow ties. I can never wear a bow tie because I have no neck. And I couldn't wear a sweater because it would just look like 1970s wallpaper stretched across pudding. So it would just look terrible.
That is such a good description.
Yeah,
I will not argue.
Yeah, I don't want to wear fashion.
All right, it's time to take a break. When we come back, a little words of wisdom, that plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
Do you love Southeastern College football? If so, we've got the show for you. It's College Football Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on Rock 105 and 103.7 KISS FM. SEC at its best. Join us each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. on Rock 105 and 103.7 KISS FM. Nothing but the best in SEC football talk and information. That's College Football Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on Rock 105 and 103.7 KISS FM. A production from the Whitfield Media Group.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Let's Talk Chattanooga Real Estate. I'm Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Join me for a podcast dedicated to buying, owning, and selling a home in the Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia area. Through expert interviews and real-life experience, we'll cover tips, advice, and resources for everything in your home ownership and home selling journey. The podcast is called Let's Talk Chattanooga Real Estate. Catch our weekly episode of Let's Talk Chattanooga Real Estate on your favorite podcast app.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health. That's the Vascular Institute difference. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least 3 times. Well, this isn't about a company. It's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
Listen up, Chattanooga. Mandy Livingston, General Manager for Optimize You. Have you been feeling like you aren't the man or woman you used to be? Have you been told it's normal and comes with age? Well, I'm here to put that talk to rest. At Optimize You, we are a hormone replacement center that specializes in both men and women's hormones. We believe that normal is not optimal. Find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio. I'm Ed Jones with my co-host, Clint Powell, who sometimes does not make good decisions when he knows better. Like he hasn't eaten anything today but a blueberry
muffin.
And it's 3:24. Yeah. So it is so unhealthy. I hope that he got that message. Well, Marcus Aurelius has a message for you also from the old Roman days. Marcus Aurelius wasn't perfect with so many responsibilities competing for his time and attention. He was guilty, as we have all been, of letting his good habits slide. Perfect words for this moment. Why else would he remind himself to keep returning to philosophy if he didn't occasionally find himself reverting to old ways and bad habits? There he is in the book Meditations, talking about the need for a simple diet, talking about getting up early to stop sleeping through the morning. He must have fallen off in some way. He messed up. He got distracted, disrupted, overwhelmed, just like we all do. The question is then, what do we do when this happens? But Marcus Aurelius explains, when jarred unavoidably by circumstances, revert at once to yourself and don't lose the rhythm more than you can help. You'll have a better grasp of the harmony if you keep on going back to it. I love this because I talk a lot about people with insomnia, and I speak to them to the fact that you lost the rhythm of sleep. Mm-hmm. Well, we can certainly, as Marcus Aurelius says, lose the rhythm of a positive approach to life. because, again, falling off the wagon and eating those bag of Doritos when we knew we shouldn't and all that, just regain the rhythm. It does. I like that term because it's not like you're going to run a marathon.
Right.
Regaining a rhythm.
Yeah, rhythm and balance. Those are the two things.
Yeah, it's constant. I think we have to be mindful to do that. I don't think, again, it's a New Year's resolution. It is a mindfulness of tweaking it within probably every few times a day, tweaking it. Okay, self-talk. I didn't want to go to the gym, but you know what? I can do this. That's a self-talk. That's tweaking the system. That's finding the rhythm back.
Yeah, and sometimes you'd have to say, I have to eat it sometimes one bite at a time, put my shoes on.
There you go.
Get in the car. Just go for a drive. Just take off. Go act like you're going. Just go to the gym. There's been times I've said it before. I used to pull in the gym sometimes and not go in. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm kidding. But just to get this, keep in the habit. Now, sometimes when you get there, you're like, screw it. I might as well go in and get 30 minutes on the treadmill, and you're there for a workout.
All right, brother. Well, that does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio and podcast presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic, 98.1 The Lake. For past shows, go to your favorite podcast platform or find us online at vitalhealthradio.com. For Clint Powell, Ed Jones, and the amazing 37 staff members of Nutrition World, we want to thank you for taking your important time out of your day to spend it with us. See you next week.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio Download. This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.